Today, our guest is James Stewart. And if I were to say anything about his screen work, I'd just be telling you what you already know. But I can also report for some Canadian bomber pilots who served with him in England and who remember him as a very right guy.
I remember those Canadians, Rupert. Our Air Force and theirs clicked from the very start. Natural-born flyers.
Well, they pretty much have to be, Jimmy. They've built up a very big chunk of their country by air. Ever meet any of the ex-Bush pilots in the North?
Oh, yes. I heard plenty about that North country. Pretty fascinating stuff.
Yeah, the last frontier, huh?
Well, maybe so, but it's a whale of a lot different from any other frontier. For one thing, it's crossed by nearly every principal airline in the world, and it's webbed with airlines of its own. The way I get it, there's hardly a place in the North that isn't within a few hours' flying time of one of the big cities.
That's true. And there's an enormous traffic back and forth in passengers and air freight.
Certainly must be different from old-time frontier life. None of that feeling of remoteness. You know, there's another thing about this frontier that interests me as a flyer.
Go on, I'm learning things.
Well, that North country is really a buffer between two very different worlds. In fact, between two ways of thinking that just don't mix at all. With Russia on one side and the rest of Canada and ourselves on the other.
If I were up there, I'd feel I'd acquired a little too much strategic importance to feel comfortable.
Yeah, perhaps. Where could you go today to feel comfortable? But I suppose that's why the defense of the North takes such a big place in the joint military planning between Canada and the States. Let's hope that sort of thing is just fire insurance we'll never have to collect on.
Well, I'm with you there.
One of the most comfortable thoughts for me is that the Canadian North has become a stabbing ground for pretty nearly every kind of scientist you could name. Isn't that a fact, Ruben?
Oh, sure. Weathermen, radar men, geographers, topographers, and the boys who study geophysics and terrestrial magnetism and the mechanics of snow and ice and how you live and what you eat in cold climates.
Mm-hmm. And big-scale, long-range development work on the greatest storehouse of minerals and metals and strategic ores in the world. It's all work that takes specialists to carry out.
They tell me there are a lot of American scientists there, too.
What's all this I hear about new snowmobiles and such?
Oh, they're developing new types that buzz across the country in the winter, the way the old Model T Ford used to do down here in the days of our dirt road. Could say, we've been talking about the Canadian North, ice and snow, as though that was the whole country.
Yes, I know what you mean. But I imagine that most Americans know about the bustling, modern, southern part of Canada. Enough to travel up there. But it's the North and its growth that really gets me. What's going on up there is sort of a 1950 version of the same kind of pioneering job that built our West.
Yes, the last and biggest of the pioneer jobs in North America.
Mm-hmm. And for all that I've heard and seen of Canadians, Rupert, I'd say it was in pretty good hands. A mighty comfortable thing for us to know, considering the stake we have in it.
It is, Jimmy. It is that. And many thanks for visiting us.